This is your old friend Frank Zappa talking to you directly from Pasadena on KROQ. What's the number here? 106.7. It's a very cute radio station with an ugly rug on the floor. And and some really cheap equipment. Oh my goodness. How do you people do it? And how do you get your sound?
It's all done with mirrors.
Uh-huh.
El conejo está en las rocas. Es mejor que usted encierre a sus hermanas.
Ladies touch babies like banker touches gold. Outlaws touch ladies anywhere they want to.
Thank y'all for a good afternoon. I'll see some of you tonight out at Sweetwater in Redondo Beach. Still think it's got to be related to Sandy. Anyhow, is Kathy ready to go? All right, we'll give her a cue. Shadow is in makeup now. He'll be here very quickly, and Bob Gala is still on his way, right? Is he still hitchhiking? Okay, whatever.
K-R-O-Q, just a-pickin' and grinning for you.
KROQ and KROQ FM are licensed by the Federal Communications Commission to serve the public interest as a public trustee. KROQ's license expired on December 1st, 1974.
Oh, we have to give a legal ID. Let me see what it's supposed to say. Ladies and gentlemen, this is KROQ Burbank and KROQ FM Pasadena.
And is it your favorite radio station?
Well, I guess so.
And who?
I mean, really.
With a nutty show me.
Ratchet. Frequencies.
Flash of teeth, the glint of gold, and the roar of rocketing ratings. High Qs.
High Qs. In reality, Lance B. Lyons, high-powered sales manager, PD, and drive jock, together with his bosom buddy, April May, sweep through the universe in their never-ending crusade for the good book.
Chapter 3, Cutrate Cutthroats.
In our last thrill-packed episode, Dr. Otto Doomler, the fiend responsible for the perverted Computong audiomation system built from the tongues of the country's top 10 personalities, has trapped our heroes as they try to escape down a one-way tunnel.
What the? Hi! The walls are closing in!
Keep the vibes together, April. This is only a test.
Eat my power saw, Cumes. Huh. Your tongue is mine.
No way.
Hi! The saw! It's coming at us! Hurry, Hi! Stop! Maybe we can buy some time!
Never, April. Don't forget. I sell time. This is a buyer's market. I'll have to talk fast. Hold everything, Dumbler. Let's talk tricky. Just swing me the McCullough Chainsaw account, the 52-week contract, half cash, half trade, 2-1 in the trade, portion commission, time, show around cancellation. Unless you run all AAA spots and tap line rate, you get a spot an hour every night in the all-night show for free. Stop the saw. Yo! K-Bid is number 1, 12 plus, 18 to 24 men, 18 to 24 women, 25 to 34 men, 25 to 34 women, 18 to 34 men and women, 18 to 49 men, 18 to 49 adults, Cube, quarter hour, TSA, Metro. I mean, Dumbler, having a piece of the pit is like having a piece of the rock.
I'll keep this fruit busy, April. You get out somehow and get back to Pittsburgh. The book should be in by now.
Okay, hi.
So, I knew you'd sell out.
No sellout, Dumbler. Just a tongue twister.
A marvelous tongue, Mr. Cumes.
And meanwhile, in Pittsville, the walls are closing in on the fun one, KPIT, and General Manager Mark Pox is scratching the back of his hand.
You're absolutely right, J.B. Being fun on number one isn't enough. What? Absolutely. We've got to be relevant. Huh? Yeah, I know. It's a serious world, J.B. Yeah, hold on. MPG, I'm... know the book's Ian. Where the hell's Kilms? He's the one to talk to, huh? Well, of course your rates are going up. We're number one, 12 and over. You can shove it up your... What? Well, we don't need your $50,000. We're number one. Talk to Kilms.
Hello, J.B. Listen. Listen, I think the idea's brilliant. We can just terminate the staff and start fresh. Huh? No. Tomorrow's just fine. You're right, right. All weather, all the time. You're a genius. That's why you're head of the division, J.B. Right on. Okay, take care of it. Okay, bye-bye.
Mr. Mark, Spot, Pox, April May is here
Send her in.
Hi, M.P. Sorry I'm late.
Yeah, where's King?
Well, he's still in Beltsville dealing with Doomler and...
Blasted April, there's a new station in town. We're changing formats tomorrow.
He's got his corporate ring.
We're going all weather all the time.
We tried to save the jocks, but Doomler's taking their tongues at... New format, new station, not another
Yes,
rocker.
Not only that, but they're error pirates,
you
April.
Mean...
Broadcasting a hypnotic ray from planes that never need to land.
Are they promoting?
He kicked it off with an air raid on FCC headquarters and they're giving away Led Zeppelin.
Nothing
now, where's
new.
Kumes? Yeah, hotline, this is Kumes. Pox.
Pox, this is Air Pirate Commander Buccaneer. We're up in our strata cruise at 20,000 feet and we got Kumes up here, man, where the air is rare, baby.
It's the air pirates, they got Kumes.
Kumes? That's impossible, he's with Doomler. Or is there a connection?
I don't know.
Pox, go off the air or Kumes walks the wings from 20,000 feet. Are you listening, Pox?
No, we can't go off the air.
Okay, Shmoo, drop the wing and blow Kumes away.
Oh!
What next? Does crashing Kumes spell corporate crisis? Don't miss our next thrilling chapter, Sky High Kumes.
How K-Rock? I got 1500 K-Rock AM radio. K-Rock 106.7 K-Rock FM stereo.
Most radio editorials don't start with music, but most radio editorials aren't about growing dope.
Would you like to join us in a singing celebration in honor of the home?
That's a peek into a possible future for us here in California. Here's what's happened. In the first 6 months of the new marijuana possession law, adult marijuana arrests statewide went down almost 40%. Marijuana law enforcement costs for adults dropped by over $5 million. That's 5 million tax dollars saved or available for other projects. But while up to an ounce of marijuana now means just a fine, there's no way to get any that doesn't involve a felony. Well, that may change soon. Marijuana can, of course, be grown. It grows real well here in Southern California, as some of us already know. Letting nature take her course here is now a felony. But San Francisco State Assemblyman Willie Brown is about to introduce a bill that would decriminalize marijuana cultivation and let you grow your own. We at K-Rock support that bill. It's just common sense. I'm Kevin McKeown, Operations Manager of K-Rock. That's our opinion. We'd sure like to hear yours. Write to us, won't you? KROQ, Pasadena Hilton, 91101.
I'd like now to describe this next float. School's out and the kids are down at the old swimming hole. Oh, that's the good life. The frisky youngsters, cleverly animated, include a young lad with his dog teetering precariously on the diving board.
Hi.
Isn't that nice?
Welcome. That's the famous movie star Pearl Bailey down with us at KROQ's booth here because she's been tired of not getting enough camera time up at CBS. So
I just thought I'd come down here and sit in with you, baby.
Hi, Pearl. Just take a seat in the back there. I'm Phil Austin with David Osman and Police Chief Mark A. Ward from Parade Side, the famous Tournament of Roses Parade. Mark, let's get a report from down on the street while we've got a lull and while CBS is still on a boring commercial about savings. Let's get down there and see what this horse dropping situation is down there. How's it look?
We'd like to take just a minute of our time here to talk with a horse dropping, interview him, and ask him how he's enjoying the parade.
Okay.
How do you like the parade out here? Do you come down here often? How do you like getting dropped on a street like this and left without your friends? There you have it. That's from the the street. That's from the horse droppings' mouth. Well, it's from
so to speak
the horse dropping. Chief. Let me put it that way. Also, we'd like to take just 1 minute out now to thank all those wonderful guys here who are from the pseudo fascist organization, this private army that's been mustered out here and stands alongside my boys in blue and green and look good doing it.
Thank you, Police Chief Mark A. Ward, for that report. Of course, those are all false holographic policemen that he's talking about. Mark's been completely fooled.
The Queen's,
it looks so real to me.
Queen's trophy will be coming up on the microphone in just a moment.
And of course, that's the Queen of England.
Hello there.
She's here also. There she is. Hi. Mark just got a rare interview with the Queen of England, who does not have an English accent.
Listen,
notice, for this parade.
I want to point out I could have gotten more than an interview with the Queen of England.
That's right. And on CBS now, turn to your CBS local affiliate station and listen to us all over the state of California.
There it is, that beautiful float that's coming down now. This is being in love. Floating.
Being in love.
Floating through
being in nothingness. This is the being in nothingness float,
well,
Dave.
This is
the National Surrealist float coming up here right now. These National Surrealists were barely expected to enter the float. They had, didn't get here on time, Dave. Their watches had melted, they claimed. But it looks like they were right in line there now. Those symbolic doves, that was Salvador Dali in a suit, was supposed to be in that cage, but they had to settle for these poor chickens instead.
Oh, man, this stuff's all right.
Yeah, it's a good size brick, too.
It's the police. Quick, put the brick in the toilet.
When the water police come to your door, it won't be funny. Put a brick in your toilet now and save water.
Give me a little rock with your heart. Give me a little rock with your heart. Give me a little rock with your heart. Beep, boop, da-doo.
I'm gonna give you a mighty rock. I'm gonna give you a mighty rock. I'm gonna give you a mighty rock. K-R-O-Q.
Right after the news, we'll have another legendary two-day beard, beady-eyed perspiration set. You'll call it sick, you'll call it perverted, but you'll be moist.
K-Rock's entertainment news, rumors, and information.
I'm Kathy Kaiser. There seems to be a revival of club going happening now in the Los Angeles area. It's like more people are getting into listening to good music in a smaller, more personal atmosphere than the enormous gatherings called concerts at Long Beach or in the Forum.
The flashing colored lights momentarily blinded me when I walked in. A couple of topless Polynesian waitresses seductively wrapped in the TV antenna knocked me over and asked me if I wanted a drink. I mumbled, yeah, and I put a death grip on a tall but weakly mixed white Martian. That cost me a small fortune, tastes like melted chalk. Then I settled into one of those hand-shaped air chairs. I ventured into a stimulating, though one-sided conversation with an extra from Boston who appeared to have been rendered speechless by an LSD cocktail. On the revolving three-dimensional stage floated above us a band called the Solar Skulkers, just whipping equipment into a frenzy for the climax of a song in which a huge amplifier shaped like a big erection suddenly became a launching pad for a throng of teenage girls in the front row. Lights exploded on and off. The mammoth amp bucked and throbbed to the final slashing guitar chords, sending jubilant girls sprawling in all directions about the dance floor. It all seems so weird, so otherworldly. It is just another night for these kids. Watching them made me feel so old. After all, at 21, I wasn't exactly a spring chicken I used to be. My regular heeled shoes and real ID were dead giveaways. God knows I tried everything. Dyed my hair pink, wearing hobnail pants, talk about Rodney. Nothing seemed to work. I can hear them giggling when I walk past, whispering, hey, what's kicking, Pops? And hey, what's your grandfather doing here, man? I hate to admit it, I guess it's like an old singer my folks used to listen to and once said, 20 years of schooling and they'll put you in the day shift. Oh, God. Oh, God. Thank God, old timers like me, there's still a Hollywood night shift.
Thank God for me.
A message from the winter-ravaged East.
I have an energy crisis, and I need more power, power, power.
KROQ asks you to save energy tonight.
Sleep with a consenting adult friend.
And turn your thermostat down.
Invites you to free Frank Zappa.
In not releasing an album, they effectively keep me from earning a living by denying me access to the royalties from the albums and making it difficult for me to conduct a tour because there's no album to support the tour.
Our friend Frank has a great new eight-sided album called Leather. You've been hearing it here on the Rocks of L.A.
That's right, folks. Don't touch that dial.
But it's unreleased generally because of the record companies.
And a dozen gray attorneys.
Capitol and Warner Brothers have the same law firm, a company called Gang Tire and Brown. A contract is drawn. The contract is about to be signed. The day it's supposed to be signed, they call me and tell me we can't do the deal. We go to negotiate with Mercury Phonogram. The deal is about to be signed. Papers are drawn. Then they threaten Mercury Phonogram with a lawsuit if they continue to negotiate with me. So Mercury Phonogram breaks off the negotiations.
You can help Frank and get yourself a collector's item K-Rock Frank Zappa t-shirt free. Just put on paper your feelings on why Frank Zappa's music's important to you and why you want Leather released.
Leather!
Listen for Leather here on K-Rock for inspiration. Then mail your letter or petition, your age, and a stamped self-addressed envelope to Free Frank Zappa, care of KROQ, 117 Southwest Robles, Pasadena, 91101. We'll pass it on. And if yours is one of the first 1,000 serious letters or petitions to arrive, we'll use the stamped self-addressed envelope to get you a handsome white-on-black K-Rock Zappa t-shirt free. Let us know why you care what happens to Frank Zappa and keep your rocks on for his new unreleased album, Leather, on AM and FM KROQ.
We are the other people, you're the other people too.